So, are you recording?
Unfortunately, I am.
Yeah, well, the other night I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was like, I had to pee so bad I didn't even know I was going to make it downstairs. So, I grabbed an empty bottle of the big thing of water and I peed in it. So, last night I was laying in bed watching TV and I had brought up a bottle of water and it was sitting there on the floor and I reached down and I opened it up and I take a big old swig.
What?
It was the most horrific thing I've ever did in my life when I realized that moment when I realized what I had done. And then I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I went downstairs and like wash my mouth. And I'm like, it didn't even taste weird. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, Terry's going to love hearing this story.
So I actually have one too, you know, since we're telling funny stories. So the one night, you know, I'm horny and I get off of work. So I'm like, man, I'm going to masturbate tonight. So, you know, I just got this really cool Apple Watch. Well, yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm looking through porn and I find one. I'm like, yeah, this is good. You know, I start getting in the moment and start going to town and my watch goes, doo-doo. Are you doing an elliptical exercise?
At least you know they work.
Bitch, no, I was not. I was jerking the fuck off.
Elliptical exercise.
Yeah, it was great. Funniest moment ever.
You gotta send that to Apple.
Masturbation statuses on your Apple Watch. Apple, if you're listening, go ahead and put it on there, buds.
Yeah.
And that, folks, is Kind of a Big Deal podcast. Woo! Yes. I'm so excited to be back with another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And I'm your host, Terry Miller. And joining me tonight is my co-host,
Doug Parks.
Yes, sir. And we are so excited to be recording the episode that will kick off Pride Month.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into it right now by starting with 13 queer singers you might not know about.
Oh. This looks very promising. I bet I know him, though, because I know when I worked at Trilogy, I was on YouTube one day and I looked up gay singers.
Oh.
And I was surprised by the people that, like, I didn't know they were gay.
Me too. So the first one is Jason Mraz. We wanted to put it out there first and foremost, because Jason Mraz actually came out as bi. And to note that his wife, at the time was his girlfriend, or fiance, whichever one, you know, if you want to be politically correct, had called it being too spirited. The number two, and spirited.
So that's, they thought cool. He was spirited? Oh, well, like the Native Americans think you're two spirits.
Yeah, so the Native Americans actually call it two spirit when you love both men and women.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The next one is Kat Cunning.
Huh? Who's she?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But she has a song called Stay on the Line. And she is a queer artist. And I'm going to look it up and play a little clip of it for you. Because, you know, we can do that. So...
is it Cat Cunting or Cunning?
Cunning. All right, so I don't know if this is going to record right because I don't have it set up to record through Bluetooth, but this is the song by Cat Cunning.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is really pretty. I agree. But yeah, that was Cat Cunning.
The lesbians are lucky to have her.
It's Cunning. C-U-N-N-I-N-G, just to clarify.
Yeah, that's what I put down. I didn't think it would be Cunting, but, you know, she might have changed her name for being a lesbian's sake. I don't know.
Who said she was a lesbian? This is Kim Petras, which is our next artist.
Awesome.
And
are we allowed to be playing these?
As long as it's less than 10 seconds. I mean, we're not going to get in trouble for less than 10 seconds. It's not like we're being ignorant and playing the whole entire song. Awesome. That's when we would get in trouble. But go ahead and talk about the next artist as I connect to Bluetooth.
Well, that's weird because I don't have the list of artists.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on 1 second. Let me fix this.
See here.
Okay, Doug. So go ahead and read the next one as I get everything set up.
All right. This guy's name is Khalif, and they call him Leaf. It is his stage name. He is an openly gay rapper hailing from New York City. His debut studio album, Riot Boy, tackled issues of sexual identity, black racial justice, and transgender rights. You know, I think that's very important. Like, oh, okay. This is some techno club stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Shaking my damn, I don't even care. But anyways, yeah, so that is Leaf. That song's actually called Rage. It's pretty good, actually. I listened to it, and I actually added it to my playlist earlier, just saying, you know, just doing some research.
Well, back when I was a kid, we had MTV, and they would, like, play music videos, and then they would tell you why the artist wrote it or what they were thinking about, blah, blah, blah. And do they still have stuff like that these days? I'm pretty sure there's podcasts like that.
They do, that's a good question. I know MTV has definitely changed a lot. And
MTV's still around?
Yeah, MTV's still around. They do a lot of reality TV shows and stuff now.
And you know what? Yeah, I think I do remember one day checking them out because I was looking for fucking Beavis and Butthead, and I didn't get Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, no, that stuff ain't even on anymore. No. You're really showing your age, Doug.
Yeah, I'm still vivacious and beautiful, so.
Oh, yes. Yes, because gay don't crack.
No, fuck no.
So the next one is actually one of my faves, so I'm going to steal this one from you. It is Janelle Monáe.
Oh, look at that dress. That's beautiful.
And Janelle Monáe nearly broke the internet when she came out to Rolling Stone in April. Being a queer black woman in America, she says, taking a deep breath as she comes out, someone who has been in relationships with both men and women, I consider myself to be a free ass motherfucker. And that same month, Monáe released her album Dirty Computer, which was truly a masterpiece. This is my girl, Janelle Monáe.
Oh,
I just love her. She's so good. So go ahead with the next one.
So this is a young little girl. She's on, you know, she reminds me of. I don't know. Who does she remind me of? Anyway, her name's Hayley Kiyoko.
Yeah, she's the Disney star.
Oh, okay. The openly gay singer is also an actor. She released her first studio album, Expectations, early this year and is currently on tour with Panic at the Disco.
Love Panic.
I haven't heard them yet. Maybe I have, and I just don't realize.
Yeah, so that's Hayley Kiyoko. I love her. She is awesome, too. I love powerful women. It's kind of a thing that I like. It's kind of weird.
I don't know.
But, so the next one is actually, I believe, a genderqueer rapper. I'm not sure how to say it. It is M-Y-K-K
Blanco. I think it's Mikey or Mickey.
It might be Mickey. But, yeah. So, he is pretty cool himself, but this is his song, Loner. The next time we do this, I'm thinking I'm going to have, like, things pre-clipped so you can, like, actually hear them singing. Beginning a song sometimes, man, it's just weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was Mickey Blanco. So, go ahead with the next artist, Dougie Poo.
Pablo. Because there's two L's in there.
It's actually Papayo.
Is that an I?
Papayo. It's Spanish.
Well, you knew the correct spelling. You should have said this.
I'm sorry. I just now read it, to be honest.
Yeah, I've never heard of her. Well, I can't even say her because I'm not sure. Like, it could be transgender, you know?
She is. So, it looks like she is.
7 million followers on Instagram.
Is a drag queen.
Yep.
And she is a Brazilian icon. So
Corpso Sensual. Ooh.
She seems to have done a lot of work with Charlie XCX, which is like so dope because I love Charlie. She is so much fun. Do you know who Charlie is, Doug?
CC's boyfriend?
No. The singer. Come on now.
I'm just joking.
Moving right along with your funnies. But here is her song KO. Você bateu tão forte com o teu amor. Nocauteou, picanteou. Vem à tona, fui aluna, foi quem. Sempre fui guerreira, mas foi de primeira. Me vi em defesa, coração perdeu a luta, sim. Adeus, bebedeira, vida de solteira. I just love that. What do you think?
These clips seem more like longer than 10 seconds.
Actually, some of them are shorter than 10 seconds.
I like that. That is very, like, it reminds me of, like, being in Mexico or somewhere down south of the border, like in that culture.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. And I love music that's in different languages. And I know people are sometimes like, no, you know, like I like the language that I primarily speak, but I really enjoy music that's in different languages.
Number 9 is actually one of my, like, I love this person, like, one of my favorite artists, mainly because I recognize him from Beyonce's Formation.
Oh, yeah. Love Beyonce's Formation. That's actually a really good song. But this is Big Frida Strutt.
Bitch, I walk that walk. Ain't nothing nice about this truck. Ain't polite about it. I'm like, hope be nice for what? I make it look easy.
Oh, and she's New Orleans made native and forefront of queer hip hops and bounce music.
Yeah.
I actually like, I like their music. I really like that sound.
Yeah.
Especially Formation.
Yeah, no, at the beginning of Formation, she's in it. All right, so keep going with the next one, friend.
Angel Hayes. Love her skin color. That's beautiful.
She is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Really, really gorgeous.
And it's like the dark spots and the light spots complement her to make her look flawless without makeup. She probably ain't got no makeup on.
She doesn't look like she has much makeup on. Mm-mm. She looks like she has some lipstick on. But like, yeah, we're totally going to post this on the Facebook page. And yeah, we actually will. And you need to look at Angel Hayes. She is a goddess.
Bisexual rapper Angel Hayes came out as a gender in February of 2015.
And she they prefer gender neutral pronouns.
Yeah.
So,
and that's where beautiful. I try to catch myself on, like, getting to know people enough to know what their pronouns are, you know?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I even ask people now, like, what pronouns do you prefer and stuff? Especially when we have, like, guests on the podcast and stuff. I'm always like, so do you prefer he, him, or they, them?
Yeah, I used to think that was being rude, but, like, most people would rather you do that.
And most people appreciate when you do that instead of assuming, because assuming makes an ass out of you and me. Yes, I'm old, guys.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I'm a fucking old ass, hippie hearted, nature in every way, shape, or the form man who is gay, you know, and I don't mind telling everybody that, you know, and I don't.
I was like, where the fuck is he going with this?
Yeah, it's like, if I could like self-identify and actually be Bigfoot, I would. I think Bigfoot, he's got to have a cock on him the size of fucking Chevy, you know?
Hence why an upcoming episode of this podcast is called Chewbacca's Boyfriend Returns.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
I just think like Bigfoot. When I think of Bigfoot, I think, yeah.
All right.
Big old hairy beast.
Let's hear.
Just think of the porns, like the money you would make off porn.
Oh my God, this shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes. I'm like, shut up. But anyways, here's Angel Hayes.
Extension. I might just point at your shit for attention. Nigga, it's bye. You gotta die. I gotta do what it takes to survive. Wait.
Damn, she hit hard. That was awesome.
This next was described to having a voice of a tortured angel. You got to talk about that one.
No, oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see. Ooh, I'm not sure how to say that.
Yeah. Anani?
Ooh, Anani. That's a pretty name if that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Even if it's Anoe or Anoni or something, it's all pretty.
Yeah.
A-N-O-H-N-I. I'm going to put a couple letters and numbers and change my name. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry. Please leave a message out to the beep.
With a voice of a tortured angel, Anone doesn't sing like anyone you've ever heard. Her first album with Anthony and the Johnsons was released in 2000. Since then, she's remained on the music scene with her unique tone and eccentricities.
Eccentricities.
Yeah, see that word. As she said in an interview with Out, I am artist.
I am an artist.
I'm an animist. I'm transgendered. I'm very non-Christian. I'm mammal identified. Part of the mammal world. I like that.
Yes.
And she's hot too.
Yes, she is beautiful. I love the picture. It's very ominous. Very, very ominous.
Let you know what you're getting.
Yes, it's like a billboard. This is what you're getting, and this is what you're gonna have. So you better fucking like it, or I'm out.
I would buy a rec. I would buy the record just off of that billboard.
Goodbye.
Let's hear that tortured soul. You know what? Get rid of them wind instruments and add a fucking harp and a cello.
Oh, that would have been beautiful. Oh
my God. Like that voice with a cello and the harp. Ugh.
Oh my God, Doug, I think I found your new job. You need to be a music producer.
I just love the cello and the violin.
Yeah.
12.
Ooh, 12.
Yeah. Dev Haynes, Blood Orange, called the most queer-friendly, non-queer album of 2013. Blood Orange's Cupid Deluxe blends of Myriad of Generals. I don't even know what... leaving an album that's both upbeat but simultaneously raw. Damn.
Yeah, so let's listen to Blood Orange. This features A$AP Rocky and Project Pat.
And he's cute, too.
Oh, he is cute.
She fuck with girls too. I fuck with her too. Tell her quit the chat and jaws made for chewing. If you fucking whip me, bet you know what you're doing. Like,
my man, get the new giddy, feel me before they kill me. Feel me, right now. Feel me, and me.
I have actually heard this before. I don't know where.
Huh.
But I remember that.
All right.
Steve Grant's gay? Well, I kind of could have figured that one.
Steve Grant?
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
Well, he's number 13.
Ooh, 13. Lucky number 13. Finishing up the list.
Out recently profiled Steve, who skyrocketed into the music industry after releasing his heartbreak video for All American Boys.
Ooh, steamy. Oh, my God. He is a whole ass snack.
He's an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, no. He is a whole ass snack. I'd let him have me every which way till Sunday. Oh, yes. Sorry. Hold on. I need to go to the bathroom for a second. All right. So what song do you... What song? I'm like lost right now. I'm like looking at how hot he is. All right. So here is...
Play something from All American Boys.
I like that.
Not quite the end of May. It's only the 20th, but we're almost there.
Not the end of me. Is what he was
saying.
I was
joking.
Oh. I was like, I literally thought you were saying not the end of May.
Well, when I first heard him singing, I thought he was saying the end of May, and I'm like, that don't make sense. So I'm listening to it, and I realized what he was saying, and I was like, I can make a joke about this because I heard something different at first.
You know, I was talking about this. You know this song by AJR, We Used to Keep It Cool?
Yeah.
I always think they're saying, you sticky pickle.
I used to say, used to keep it cool.
I always think that they're saying, you sticky pickle.
I thought it was you sticky people at first.
You stinky
like,
people.
I was like, you stinky people or you sticky people? I'm like, what? I had to look that one up.
Oh, man. Now that's messed up.
Hey, it depends on if it's after an orgy. You might be you sticky people.
Who got the money shot?
All right. Especially if they use that freaking KY crap. Ugh.
Ugh. Anybody that ever uses KY, I will literally slap them.
Well, there's that other one. It's worse.
Goodbye. What? Which one's worse?
Astroglide.
Oh, my God.
That's like fucking uses crazy glue. You better have a sex quick.
That's like, I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's
Help me.
I went over with Brenda yesterday to drop off some wood at her friend's house they're going to burn. And this big, giant truck drove by. And the guy that was living at the house looked at me. He's like, he's got a tiny dick. And I was thinking at the same time he said it.
You know what I thought when you said you went over to a friend's house to drop some wood? Like, my mind went completely perverted with that, to be honest. And I was like, I bet you did drop some wood. All right, so moving along, we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff that has hit the news in the past month, meaning May. So let's welcome Gay Burger, home of the hashtag Gay Burger. Can I take your order? So this is kind of neat. A gay prankster named Elijah Daniel. I guess he must be very famous or something.
I don't know. I'm going to look him up right now.
Okay. Yeah. Look up some. So there's a little bit of information on here. But he made a restaurant called Gay Burger, and the little blurb here says the former mayor of hell. Ooh, excuse me. So sorry, listeners. That was gross. The former mayor of hell, Michigan, and writer of the Bible to include Rihanna and drag queens, has pulled off his fair share of gay pranks over the years. But this might be his most charitable one yet. If you're in Los Angeles, San Francisco, or New York City, you can now order from the Very Real Gay Burger menu, and 100% of the proceeds are going to the Los Angeles LGBT Center. Hell yeah. All right, what is it? What is it? Tell me.
I found him on TikTok.
Oh, you found him on TikTok? Hold on.
Yeah, and he's got 500, like, 1,000 likes or views or something.
What? Oh, No. I don't know. What are you doing? Oh, my. Oh. Work them hips, boy. Work them.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. The TikTok video. I was going down a TikTok rabbit hole. Sorry. So, anyways. Elijah Daniel. All right. I can hear your phone. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Elijah.
Yeah, and he's on TikTok at Elijah Daniel.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, he's verified. A verification.
Michigan and rewriter of the Bible to include Rihanna and drag queens.
Yeah.
Has pulled off his fair share of gay pranks over the years. But this might be one of the most charitable ones yet. We'll have to check that one out.
Yeah. Let's check it out. All right. So, moving right along. Because, you know, we only have so much time. But we're so excited to share so much stuff.
Oh, my God.
So, this one is awesome. Disney gets queer. So, Disney in every single park has officially dropped all gender norms from all of their characters, all of their employees. If you want to dress up as the Little Mermaid, like the guy that sings Watermelon Sugar... Yeah, I forgot his name.
Watermelon Sugar. Hi.
Yeah, that song. What is his name?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know I'm bad with names.
Oh, man. We are so bad with names. We are both very old. Anyways, so the Disney parks are trying to become more diverse, inclusive, and there is, like, literally awesome things on their shop right now. It's rainbow-colored versions of, like, iconic Mickey ears. Pop vinyls, a lot of different stuff. And Doug, I would ask you to put that on the Facebook page because you shared it with me.
Harry Styles,
yes, of One Direction. So another thing that came out too is Tokyo Disneyland has changed their English wording from ladies and gentlemen's boys... Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to welcome everyone. This is like such a huge thing too, because, you know, Disney is a big part of the world, and I do think they need to become more LGBTQ friendly. Also, Universal Pictures is producing Bros, a gay rom-com from Billy Eichner, and it's the first gay rom-com produced by a major studio. So that's pretty fucking dope.
That might be Echner.
I don't know. It's E-I-C-H-N-E-R. You guys know it better than me. But, yeah, so he's producing it. Dolly Parton refuses the erection of a statue of herself. She is just a blessing. I love her. She is the grandmother of all gays. Mm.
Well, like, she's what Christians should try to be like, you know?
She is just a blessing.
Because she's not, like, she's not a hypocrite about it. She just loves everybody.
So this is what Dolly put on her Twitter. She said, "I am honored and humbled by their intention, but I have asked the leaders of the state legislature to remove the bill from any and all consideration." So she said that she didn't want she wanted the bill for a statue to be erected in Nashville, Tennessee, to be removed from consideration. And she continues, "Given all that is going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time. I hope, though, that somewhere down the road, several years from now, or perhaps after I'm gone, if you still feel I deserve it, then I'm certain I will stand proud in our great state capital as a grateful Tennessean.
Beautiful.
In the meantime, I'll continue to try to do good work to make this great state proud." And the reason why she feels that it is because she is fighting so hard to stop the bill that's, you know, doing all the stuff with the transgender community. So she's just a blessing. She helps so much and is a very beautiful person. So, Doug, were you curious what was going on during the pandemic with sex and hookups on Grindr?
Not really. I didn't give a shit.
Well, Grindr told us because they thought we cared. And Grindr polled 10,000 users about love and sex during the pandemic. So.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of hookups weren't happening.
Yeah. So, according to Grindr, 69% of the men surveyed said they've watched more porn while in quarantine, and 64% are trying to find new socially distant ways to meet up with other gay men. Wow. Of those surveyed, they're all dead. I'm sorry. Of those surveyed, 48% said they had viral hookups, and another 31%. Virtual hookups. And another 31% revealed they've hooked up while wearing a mask. A full 59% said their sex drive has actually increased while in lockdown.
Yeah, because they're not running around boning everybody in the neighborhood.
Agreed. They're not.
You're giving that thing some rest.
Hell yeah. He's like, "Yeah, I'm ready to play." So, perhaps more significant, though, are the changing attitudes about desire and attraction. 58% surveyed said they are now more interested in a long-term relationship. And 67% said personality is more important than in pre-pandemic times. I mean, like, this is perfect for me because I go for personality. So, maybe people will start having cooler personalities.
It would be nice.
It would be, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, that's like when I travel down to Tennessee, I usually like turn my Grindr on and I just talk to random people. I'm not down there to try to hook up with nobody. But you would be surprised, maybe not surprised, how many people just want hookups. And like, for one, I'm from Maryland. You have no idea who I am. Like, nothing about me. And just because I'm new to the neighborhood, everybody in the neighborhood wants to jump on me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just down there to talk and bullshit and get to know people. And I actually did meet a few good people, you know?
You're a piece of meat. But anyways.
I'm more than just my sausage.
So another 82% are more focused on sexual health as well, with 67% saying they're still taking PrEP during the quarantine. The least surprising aspect of the survey was how 63% of the gay men surveyed plan to make up for last for lost time by hooking up more than usual after the pandemic has run its course.
Oh, great. Another pandemic is going to come along. Super STD.
So everybody knows about Colton Underwood's coming out, obviously, because it did happen last month, and he did come out, and he actually admitted some things, you know, during the whole process of him coming out, and he actually has a Netflix documentary coming out as well. So what I found interesting is, you know, to preface this, Colton Underwood was...
The fact that his name's Underwood, welcome to the gay world, man.
That's not what I was going to say. Colton Underwood actually was marketed on The Bachelor as the virgin bachelor. And with that being said, he did admit to pre-coming out. That was really, really bad wording. Before coming out, he did admit to hooking up with men by using Grindr. And then finally, he went through a really dark period during the pandemic. He came to terms with who he was, and he officially came out on CBS this morning. That was really bad wording.
I know Jameson's out there laughing his ass off at that one. Like, well, when it airs.
Driving around, he's like, oh my gosh, these two. I said, pre-coming out. I mean, that was really bad wording. So anyways, Disney... Marvel, of course, we all know Marvel is a part of Disney, has threatened to stop filming in Georgia if the governor signs the anti-gay bill. So there's a lot of bills going on right now that are against the LGBTQ community, people that are queer. And
well, it's your Bible Belt and your like far right Republican parties that are like... all caught up in religious shit, and they're so worried about everybody else, they're not doing what the Bible told them to do and work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's you're not a Christian if you're not focused on your fucking self and just loving everybody else.
Agreed.
You know? So that's where this shit comes from.
So Disney made an official statement that says Disney and Marvel are inclusive companies, and although we have had great experience filming in Georgia, we will plan to take our business elsewhere should any legislature allowing discriminatory practices be signed into state law. So it's not only Disney and Marvel that are pressuring Georgia. It also looks like it is NFL, the NFL, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, Dell founder and CEO Michael Dell, Virgin Group founder Richard Branson, and Microsoft president Brad Smith. So they're getting pressure from all angles. I know a lot of other states are also getting pressure for this same exact thing right now.
So next on the agenda is LGBTQ plus and mental health. And this is something that I would love to do a whole entire podcast on sometime, because basically personally what I went through, you know, and I watch a lot of stories and hear a lot of stories about what people went through.
I agree. I think this should be saved for its own episode. And I think that we should do a good 2 hours on talking about LGBTQ plus and mental health.
'Cause we even have the aspect of the fact that a lot of gay people today don't know, really understand what it went through for them to be as free as they are. But at the same time, in another part of our very same country and in other parts of the world, gay people are still being persecuted like that. And nobody knows about it or hears about it that often.
Yes, sir. You know,
and like those who have that privilege of being as free as they want to be should be like honoring and respecting the people that have fought and still fight.
I think we need to be aware of the fact is that we are a community, and within that community, we have many different people, and you have people that are struggling. And as people of this community, we need to work together and become a united front. And I think with mental health it was so taboo for so long to talk about. And then you have the millennials that come out and they say, I have these feelings and I want to talk about them. And then you have the iGens, the new generation after my generation, and they want to talk about their feelings too. This world that we are creating is beautiful, and I am 100% for it. I agree that we should talk about mental health and our feelings and be open, because all of our feelings are valid. And if you're feeling something, not talking about it causes you to have this built up anxiety and this anger and rage, and we need to talk about it. So I do think we need to sit down and have a really nice long chat, have a lot of guests, a lot of friends on to talk about LGBTQ+ mental health.
Yeah. And in the meantime, before those episodes come out, there's a link here for mhanational.org for Mental Health America, and reach out to those people, look it up and see what it's about.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask Doug to also post that on the Facebook page for everybody.
Yeah. And like we tell you to reach out to us. Like, I don't, if you're somewhere along the lines of losing your shit and you need someone, or even before that, freaking reach out to us, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And we have the Kind Fam Facebook page. So, and if you want to reach out to people on there, you know, join it,
yeah,
like it, follow it, whatever.
Most of our guests and stuff that we have on are a part of that page too, and they'll respond and jump in. There's always somebody on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
So
I just want to give a shout out because it's, you know, starting the month of Pride on this very beautiful June 1st. I hope it's beautiful when this episode comes out. But we, Doug and I, Craig, Jerry Manis, Stacey Hubeck, Ariel Abel, and Mac, Michael Artis Cooper, just to name a few, have been working on episodes and bringing content out, and we've had guests on, and we have all these new bonus episodes that are coming, and all this new stuff that we're doing. And I cannot thank the people that we have had a part of this enough, because sharing your story and being open with who you are is really helping grow a culture to talk freely and open up. And I would just really like to give a shout out to all of our Kind Fam members, from our listeners to our guest to our co-host to our awesome team that helps us put all this stuff together. It's not easy all the time to get content to talk about and get stuff to talk about, but we do a really good job of trying to communicate and trying to work on things together. And I know personally I've had things sent to me to talk about, and we've talked about them, questions, so on and so forth. So send us stuff to talk about and open up, and we would love to hear from you and everything else. But my huge shout out goes to all of our guests and our awesome Kind Fam. We do truly love everybody that is a part of that. So, sorry. I had to take a minute there. I got a little choked up because, you know, when you and I started this podcast, Doug.
Yeah.
I did not think that it was going to have as much impact as it has. And, you know, right now with trying to put together the podcast webpage, and that's something that's coming. We're going to do some more blog style posts on there. So like you can read stuff and get links and stuff like that from that specific episode. And it's all right there on the website. So working on that and stuff, I was looking back at the people that we've touched, and one of them is actually Jameson. And Jameson, I know you're listening because you're our Kind Fam ride or die. I know it.
Jameson.
We love you. And We kicked this up season off on your wedding anniversary. So I'm just going to put that out there. But we truly do love everybody that has been a part of this. So let's move on to the next topic of discussion. The 23 things people might not know are 100% gay culture. So number one is walking fast. Doug, do you walk fast?
I walk fast everywhere I go.
I do too. All right, it's true. All right, that one's true. Do we agree that that's true?
Yes.
All right. Not sitting in chairs properly. Yeah. I do that a lot. How about you, Douglas?
I definitely don't sit in chairs properly. I'm always putting my feet up on me or wrapping them around me or sitting backwards or sideways.
I do the same thing. So do we think that one's true?
Hell yes.
Yes. So, so standing standing resting all your weight and only one resting all your weight only on one foot whenever you're standing up, literally not knowing any other way to stand. So like,
I always have my weight on one foot with the other one out like freely, and I'll go back and forth.
Like hand on the hip type of thing.
Yeah, I guess. I'm always doing. Sometimes I put my hand back here behind me, like I stand like that.
Yeah. So forgetting people's names.
I'm so bad at this.
Doug is number one gay on this. I'm telling you.
Like, that's my friend. I'm always calling like Barb, Brenda, and Brenda Barb, and Christina. Whoever, like, I'm always back and forth, and I'm like, and I do it right in front of them.
So, funny story. So, you know, Sierra that has been at the house a few times.
Yeah.
So, we were at work the one night, and she was like, well, like, what does Doug call me? And I was like, oh my God, Sierra, funny story. So, Doug's planning my birthday party, surprise birthday party, and he's like, what's that girl's name? You know, the girl with the eyes. And I'm like, what? And he was talking about her eye makeup because she does like some bomb ass eye makeup.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Sierra. And he's like, yeah, Sia. Like, I literally just told you your name and you still got it wrong. So now I call her Sia all the time at work. That's her nickname for me now.
I also do this next one, number five.
All right, what's number five?
Helping your mom and aunts clean up after dinner.
Yes.
I do that with my friends and everything. I just like, go clean up, start doing dishes. They're like, you don't have to do that. I'm already doing it.
So like, a lot of these I'd been doing all along, and I didn't realize why I was doing them. Because I usually will just randomly start doing dishes, and they're like, no, you don't have to do that.
I do number six also.
I do not.
I drank some today.
So I do like iced coffee, but I don't drink it year round. I am more of a hot coffee person. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mix it up in the winter, but I still drink iced coffee in the winter.
Yeah. All right. So gay culture is putting your phone face down on the table at every family event. Yeah. I do that too.
Yeah, I put my phone away and enjoy my family. Like, when I'm hanging out with friends and stuff, I pull my phone out and I, like, tell myself, you have 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and then put it away, you know?
Yeah.
And they're watching. People watch.
Oh, they do.
Because I know I watch when people are on their phone and I'm talking to them, so I'm pretty sure people are watching me, so I try to be respectful because if I don't like it, I shouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gay culture is shortening your name to a 3-letter, 1-syllable word.
Well, since my initials are DEP.
Dep. But Doug is four, but it's still a 1-syllable word.
Well, for a long time, I was going by Azariah, and everybody was calling me Rye. I just took an R-Y-E out of the middle.
Yeah.
So I've done that before.
Yeah, I have a friend named Ryan, and we call him Rye.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I prefer Clay, which is a 1-syllable word. So that kind of makes sense, because Terry's 2 syllables.
Yeah.
So gay culture is knowing the real antagonist in Devil Wears Prada is the boyfriend and selfish shit friends.
Hating Andy's boyfriend is, that's funny.
Yeah, that one is funny. I love my Devil Wears Prada. Gay culture is, honey, the real tea is in the Instagram friend activity tab.
Lurking in the activity feed.
Lurking.
I'm not a big Instagrammist. I get on there every now and then, but mainly because they'll light up and say you have a message. And then I get on there and it's like, people have followed you. I'm like, ugh. So I just follow them back.
What does follow mean?
Like, yeah, I just follow them back. Because, like, there's so much to see. I don't have time for that, being busy with the podcast and, like, my regular jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'll jump on Facebook because we have the Facebook Kind Fam thing on there. And yeah. Plus, I have all these other Facebook groups, like the Bigfoot Fan Club page and Wicked Wreaths and, like, all the different stuff that I do. Free stuff in Harford County and then my food blog thing, you know? So I'm usually on that more. But
yeah, I agree. I mean, I do want to try to start using Instagram more for the podcast because I've noticed that there's a very odd shift in generations with Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, and I need to do that. And I've been trying to use Twitter more often, too, but I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, our new generation is more Instagram, and my generation, the millennials, are more Facebook. So I do think we need to start getting Instagram in there more.
Yeah, my generation is just trying not to look ridiculous, so they learn one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of them are doing TikTok now too.
Exactly. So gay culture is knowing exactly what "can I ask you something"
means. Can I ask you something? Like, am I about to get yelled at? Am I about to get put down? Or
well, I mean, every time I say, "can I ask you something?" Doug's like, "you just did." Like, really? I have something serious to ask you. That's why I said that. Gosh.
Avoiding this question. Number 12 is knowing. I just avoided the question. By skipping to number 12 is a joke.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was actually joking, but gay culture is knowing which bonus track should have been the lead single. Knowing a bop when you hear one. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
When I was growing up, back in, you know, when we had to walk to school in 12 feet of snow type of shit, you know, uphill both ways. That was like,
oh, my God. Goodbye.
Well, we had albums and you had to buy the whole album. And there was only one or two songs on there you liked. And then they came out with singles. And that was like the biggest thing, to have all these singles.
Do you remember Hit Clips?
Yeah.
In the 90s, Hit Clips was like the shit. I'm not even lying.
And I would sit with a tape recorder and record MTV and try to catch all the good songs and tell everybody, don't say nothing. Be quiet.
So, yeah, now we have like streaming apps and stuff. So, yeah, but I always love the bonus tracks and I'm always listening to the bonus tracks and I'm like, why wasn't this a single? So I totally get number 12.
Poor unfortunate soul.
So number 13, and we're just going to do the 13 things that are gay culture. So identifying with Ursula instead of Ariel. So gay culture is not wanting to grow up and be a Disney princess, but a Disney villain.
Yeah, and you look at Ursula. She was a drag queen if you ever had one in the sea, you know?
Oh, hell, she was literally modeled after one of the most famous drag queens.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I think they, well, it would be awesome if Divine was still alive, because, like,
yeah,
like totally a whole Ursula show with Divine actually playing the part would be awesome.
Oh my God. You know who would play an awesome Ursula? I got two options. Okay.
Karen.
No. First option is Vandeja Vu.
Yeah.
Second option is Nebula Majors. Oh. I think they both would shine as Ursula.
Nebula.
Not even lying. So.
Love you, girls.
Yeah. I love my squirrel friends. So.
Number 14 was communicating telepathically with other gay people, and that is a good thing to do.
Oh, okay. We're just going to keep on going on.
No, see. I just thought that one was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, we do that.
Yeah. Like, you just give somebody a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, girl.
We just look at each other and, like, we know what we're thinking. It's so weird.
Ignoring the weather when getting dressed.
Oh, my God. I do that all the time.
It doesn't matter what the weather's like. We got to look good.
You got to look good in your bomb-ass outfit. Always rolling up your t-shirt sleeves.
Having a gay autocorrect.
I do that a lot. A gay autocorrect?
Yeah. Let's just go through them real quick and just read the headline. 18 making this mistake.
Is getting your heart broken by boys who weren't even your boyfriend. Oh my God, I feel attacked.
Number 19, choosing Princess Peach.
Choosing Princess Peach. Yeah, always choosing the female characters in video games. Yes.
Yeah, I never really did that. I don't play much video games either, but...
Number 20, hoping a hot guy sits next to you on an airplane.
That's anywhere you go. Like, I hope my doctor's hot. I hope my dentist is hot.
Or our dentist is hot.
Our dentist is a hottie.
Oh my God, I gotta call you out on something.
What?
You have our dentist in your phone as hot dentist.
Yeah. Because I didn't know his name.
So I was on Instagram and I was trying to figure something out with something that we're using to post stuff on our socials.
Yeah.
And I was on Instagram and it said contacts. And I'm like, why is there contacts on Instagram? So I clicked on it, you know, out of curiosity.
And my contacts are on there?
It has both of our contacts on there.
And the hot dentist is showing up.
And, like, they have, like, five of them on there. Like, you can see, you can, you know, hit more and it'll bring up all of them. But...
Do we
like,
really want... It don't have their numbers on there, does it?
No. It's just their name.
Oh, okay.
And you can click on them to, like, see their information or whatever. And I was like, who the hell is hot? Oh, my God, Doug. You did not... And it had to be you because his name is not Hot Dentist in my phone.
No, it's in my phone.
But he is a cutie. Number 21, showing up to an ugly Christmas sweater party, shirtless. Yep. Sounds about right. Hot Dentist.
22, knowing where to look on Wikipedia.
Personal life. Can't see if they're gay or not. So finally, no longer being capable of seeing any three things without assuming which taught me love, which taught me patience, and which taught me pain. Mm. Yeah. Pretty much. And so, on that note, we are going to wrap it up here. So until next time, please follow us on Facebook at KOABDpod. That's facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. And I am so excited for all of our bonus content coming out very soon. If you listen on the Purple Podcast app, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a written review. And if you want to listen to the bonus episodes, it's awesome because we are not making separate RSS feeds. They will be released right on the Kind of a Big Deal RSS feed. So if you want to listen, it'll show up in your notifications and you can listen. So until next time, stay true.
Stay fabulous.
Stay queer.
And always be
a big
deal.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye now. We love you.
I just found this thing, 40 things. 46 things straight people don't realize are straight culture. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around, and I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.